Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby bringing us back. And the Range, too. Don't want to forget those guys. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman. Don't want to miss a minute of our time with him. He's the author of Rebounders, the chief business correspondent for U.S. News, and he's a member of our Brain Trust. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us.
You got it.
On the list, I'm making a list of things I don't understand, Rick, and you know, usually I can figure things out, but there's so many things I don't understand these days. How does a president presiding over the worst economic recovery since before World War II mention a green agenda and a gay agenda in his inaugural address, but not the economy? Out here on Main Street, Rick, small business owners, most small business owners, not all, but most small business owners, probably 7 out of 10, are either hurting badly or not growing at all. That's something that ought to be top of mind. What's going on?
I wish I had an answer for you. I don't mind that Obama mentioned gay rights and green energy in his second inaugural, but he did have almost nothing to say about the economy. And the way I see it, you know, a year ago he was talking about this so-called economy built to last. For anybody who was following the campaign, they would remember that. He talked about that in all his campaign speeches, and he got elected, and there is absolutely no mention of the thing. And yeah, I think that's because it was just a set of talking points mainly built on the old idea of traditional stimulus spending, which was not going to get through Congress in any way at all. And, okay, that didn't work, but what's his new plan? And that's what I am waiting to hear. So we may still hear something in his State of the Union, and we could see that what he proposed in his budget. But if Obama's ideas are simply either let's keep doing the old type of stimulus that have fallen out of favor, or let's do nothing, well, I guess the message is you're all on your own.
Well, but Rick, if he's not getting any pressure, and I'd be saying this about any president, and you would be too. You and I would be having the same conversation about any president who's doing and saying the things that this was saying. Why would he make any changes if he's not getting any pressure to change from the media? If the people aren't holding him accountable for any of this, why would he change?
Here's what I think has happened, Jim. All these budget battles that we have been hearing about for way too long are simply dominating the agenda right now.
Yeah.
They can't talk about doing anything proactive in Washington because they have to figure out how to fix the mess that they've created over the last 10 years. And, you know, everybody sort of pats them on the back because they made a sort of a fiscal cliff deal. Now it looks like they're going to delay the debt ceiling battle for 3 months as if that's a big accomplishment.
Right.
In the meanwhile, the economy is growing about 1 to 2 percentage points lower than it has historically. And we seem to be in for a period of very low growth
years
for the indefinite future, and it's like everybody's just accepting this as the new normal, and the result is 8% unemployment, small businesses that, you know, are barely getting by, and I think nobody knows what to do. I think that, I mean, this is not as simple as let's just appropriate $1 trillion and for fixing bridges. That's not going to do it. It takes harder decisions, and you have to be more clever. I think Obama doesn't know what to do. I think Republicans don't know what to do. We're hearing no good ideas out of Washington.
Obama clearly doesn't know what to do because he really doesn't know anything about the economy. I mean, he has no clue about how the economy works, as do most people in Washington, D.C. But the thing is, in a recent poll, my audience said, government, just get out of our way. If you just leave us alone, if you just wouldn't keep raising taxes and increasing regulations, Rick, they're scared to death of Obamacare. Small business owners are terrified of Obamacare, and that's making them not want to hire more people.
Yeah, or make sure they hire only part-time people.
That's right. And see, the thing is, what I think people don't realize is that small businesses right now, Rick, and you may be hearing this from me first. I wrote an article about this about 2 weeks ago. Small businesses, as we speak, are shrugging.
Well, here's what I there might be some sort of hidden good news in this, Jim, which is I think if Washington can get through these ridiculous budget battles at some point during 2013, they may get out of your hair because they don't know what to do. I mean, they can't seem to be able to do anything productive.
But
and
Rick,
the net result might be a lot of talking. Yeah, we have Obamacare coming. That's just a hump everybody's going to have to get over. I mean, it's not going away.
But I think maybe the president's next plan, as you seem to be looking for, I think he may have tipped his hand in the inaugural address when he used the word collectivism. Rick, in what universe does the president of the United States of the United States of America use the word collectivism in an inaugural speech?
He uses it's a universe in which he got reelected, and he thinks the people are clamoring for more government solutions, which they're not. They were clamoring for a better candidate than Mitt Romney, in my opinion, and that's basically what they got. I'm a little less worried than you, Jim, because I think we can only have less government, not more, because they can't afford it in Washington.
But what does not affording have to do with what they do in Washington?
They have to have money for all these programs.
No, they don't. We're $16 trillion in debt. They obviously don't have to have the money.
Well, they're going to have to come up with the money, and I think that is going to dominate Obama's second term, whether he wants it to or not. He's sort of positioning himself as the great defender of these collective programs, but they can't last at the level they're at.
Well, exactly. Here's how I said it recently, Rick. Eventually, government expansion and economic expansion become mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying, I think. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Rebounders. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.